So we have started. Brema has prayed. So this is the last leg. So we'll close by 4, so that we can all go and rest and get ready for tomorrow. Sorry for keeping you long. Sorry for keeping you long. But we're just going to close. So we are talking about, in the morning we talked about entering. Let's read the scripture in John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 5. It says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Praise God. Let me clean here. Okay, we say this is tabernacles. So let me draw something. So assuming you have, we have hell down, and then we have the world. We have the outer court. So this will be the holy place. And then this will be the holiest of all. So what is it? Let's leave that up. Don't worry. I just want to show something. So this is the movement of your soul, of you. This is your movement. So it's either you are going up or you are going down. All right. So when you look at the tabernacle, it is the soul moving from one degree up. So you are moving up. So this is Zion. Everything here is Zion. So when you come into God, you begin to move up. Okay, you begin to rise. So it is an experience. It's an experience of your mind. It's an experience that you are going through. And the scripture we read says, except you are born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter. So this is where you have, this is the water. We call it shewbread, table of shewbread. That's another name. It's a table. So in the place of eating, then this is the Spirit. This is the Holy. Well, the Holy Spirit operation, we call it lampstand. So, the maturity that your soul gets is by the water and by the word, by the water and by the spirit. All right. So that's what moves you forward. But you see, the basis of it, we have been talking since Friday. We've been looking at the foundation. Remember, your soul is that altar that is still moving. Okay, it's your soul that is moving forward. All right. And I didn't want to clean this because this is very, very important. I was sharing with the brethren last Sunday. For many of us, we are not overcoming because we are not understanding the principle. Now Paul said, "It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me." So when someone is born again, he receives Christ. He receives a seed of Christ. Brother Joe, who is in agriculture, and the wife, they will understand more than us. You know, when you plant a seed, you must have a harvest. And it's a very powerful thing that you plant a seed, then you have a harvest. You cannot have a harvest if you have not planted a seed. Okay. So Genesis 8:22. It says, you know, God told Noah, he says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not. So when you plant the seed, you water it. And that's not what we're not doing, the watering. So we receive Christ and we run away. That seed of Christ dies. Or it's just dormant. But that seed, we need to water it. Now it is this seed that will bring the soul into Christ. I don't know if you understand it. Christ comes into you so that the Christ in you will bring your soul into Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, when Christ comes into you, it is a seed of the fullness. It is the nature of God. All that you can be is there. There is a measure in which you have the fullness of God. To the extent that you walk in the Christ in you, you are walking in the fullness. Uh-huh. So if you continue to submit to the Christ in you, you will continuously come into fullness. So with time, your mind and your emotions and your desire gradually begin to come under the control, bring under the influence of Christ. Amen. Amen. So Christ comes in you. Now, so it means that there are two lives there. There are two things now. There is the soul itself, and then there is the Christ in your soul. There are two. So the Bible says the flesh and the spirit. There's a worry. Amen. So you have a conflict. Sometimes your soul, your old, that's why the Bible calls it the old nature, the old man, or the carnal man, you know, overpowers the Christ. Amen. Because the Christ is not fully formed. The Christ in you is not fully matured. Remember, Paul was saying, and I'm going to pray that, he was praying that Christ might be what? Fully formed in them. Amen. So this is the place of work. This is the place of submission to Christ. You know, and as the soul comes under the influence of the Spirit of God, there will be a change in the character. That's the change. Amen. Amen. So there has to be a change. And the change is from measure to measure. It's not a one-time experience. Okay, so an example of that is that if you look at Leviticus 8, where they were going to consecrate Aaron and his sons to minister, you know what they did? They told them 7 days they stay in. They bring them to the tabernacle, they stay there for 7 days. Why didn't they stay one day? Do you understand? They're every day they had to make offerings, it takes them time, you know. So it speaks of the work that God is doing. It's a relationship. You know, we prefer a one-touch thing. God, bless me, let me go. No. You walk with God. And that is the hard part for us, because it's easier to bless me, let me go, than walk with God. But there was somebody that walked with God. You know him? Enoch walked with God. Hallelujah. So we must make up our minds to walk with God. It's an experience. Every day is a walk with God. Every day is a submission to Christ. Every day I die. Paul said, I die daily. Amen. But you see, not just to die daily, you resurrect daily also. Amen. You are lifted up daily. So there is an increase. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the principle of daily coming in and submitting to Christ. And then we are changed from glory to glory. Okay, so let's just take a little bit more, go into a little bit more detail. So let's look at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it's more than that. Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is really outside in the outer court. But the lampstand is a place of walking in the Spirit. Somebody that's walking in the Spirit is perfect. Amen. For that time. You understand? Good. So a sister can come and tell us, brethren, this is what the Lord is saying. Well, yes, the Bible says, I do not suffer a woman to teach, but by the Spirit of God. And may God help you. May God help the brothers. That the sister says, this is what God is saying. You say, oh, God cannot speak to women. That is not correct. If she's in the Spirit, you be, in fact, bam, bam, she is the mouthpiece of God for that time. Amen. It's different from a woman, you know, coming into a place of authority. There are two different things. So if you're a spiritual man, you will listen to your wife because he says so and so and so. At that particular time, she's in the Spirit. You know? So same thing with your brother, you have a friend, or you know, we are brethren. Sometimes we let familiarity. So we don't separate from when somebody is coming to you by the Spirit. You say, ah, you know, brother, but we know brother, he has come again. We know him. Okay. And when we do that, we miss what God is trying to do. And it can happen, you know. So we have to be sensitive to differentiate when somebody is coming by the Spirit. Now, when you look at the lampstand, we are told that there are seven lamps. Seven. Why not two? Why not three? Why not four? Why seven? All right. Solomon made them ten. Solomon made them ten. What he saw was a bigger dimension of it. But you know what it is saying. He's speaking about the enlightenment of the soul. Now, one of the things that must change about you is that you must have an enlightenment of the Spirit of God. Amen. You cannot continue to be ordinary. Amen. Amen. So that's one of the things, you know, that tells you are changing. Because when you begin to have the Spirit of God enlighten you, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because you see, when you come into this place, there is no light. Oh, the only light you have is from the lampstand. There's no other light. Amen. So he's saying that the Spirit of God is your light. The Spirit is your light. And you know the scripture that says, The spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord, or lamp, giving light. Hallelujah. So you can have light. And the way to have it is every day, tomorrow. Believe God that what God will leave you correct. So as you're going out tomorrow, say you trust God to lead you and give you direction. Now, if you learn every day to walk by the Spirit, you see, you will mature. You wait until when one big thing comes. You know, when four brothers have landed, all of them are walking in shell. In fact, one is in shell, one is in slumber, the other one is in working for America. The other one is working in heaven. Then who would you choose? You choose all of them. You choose all of them. Too late. The game is over. Amen. And I was giving the example. The baby in the tummy hears the mother's voice and father's voice every day. So when the baby comes, you cannot confuse the baby. He knows the mother's voice. Why? The baby has been hearing that voice every time, even before you come. Hallelujah. Amen. So somebody wants to hear God's voice, learn it. Bring your Bible, read it. You'll get used to hearing God speak. Amen. So when the real voice, when you want the big decisions, you'll not be scared because you know how God speaks. Amen. Okay, so that's on the practical. You know, learning to walk by the Spirit. Now, if you look at this lampstand, there's one major central shaft. Then you have the other one. You have three on this side, and then three on this side. So six. So six is the number of man. Three here, and one in the middle. All right, three is a number in two. Three in two is six, is it not? Uh-huh. Man was created on the sixth day, so six is the number of man. All right, but see, man alone has problem. But man in God is perfect. You get it? So you plus Christ, you are perfect. And of course, seven. And then everything you're looking at was made from one piece of gold, one talent. Amen. So the Bible talks about Christ. Many people do not understand Christ. The Bible says the head of Christ is what? God. And your Bible says Christ died. Is it true? Is it in your Bible? Christ died and rose again. What is he saying to you? Christ speaks of men who have the fullness of God in them, period. But they are men. So Christ is speaking about men. And the head of that, of those group of people is who? Jesus. Jesus is the head of Christ, or the first among Christ. Hallelujah. So Christ is speaking about men. So Jesus is the example of what Christ should be. Alright? So many do not understand it and will have problems. So Jesus was a man. He overcame as a man. Therefore, I can overcome as a man. Amen. So Jesus is our example. We are looking unto Jesus. So you're not looking unto any other person. If you want a brother to look at, brother Jesus is the one to look at. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, anytime we gather together, he is there. We are two or three, I gathered in my name, I am present. Hallelujah. So in the home, he is there. But do you know more than that? Jesus is also in you, personally. Hallelujah. So Christ is in you personally. But that Christ in you is not is there to the extent you allow him. You understand? So it's not in fullness. Amen. So your experience of Christ, you need another experience of Christ. You need another experience of Christ to have a full experience. That's why we need fellowship. So, like I said, if you now see, you met Jesus physically yesterday morning, we thank God for you. But another brother also met, if I met him this morning, you met him yesterday, a brother met him this morning. So two of you need to meet together and share your experience. That's fellowship. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you say only in your room, only you meeting Jesus, yeah, you have been missing some dimensions. Hallelujah. There are dimensions of Christ that you have missing. That's why you need other brethren. Amen. So it says, other sheep have I, not only you. Amen. Okay, so that's the second one. Then there is a Christ as a person. Christ himself as a person. Amen. Now, so who said that Jesus is coming in the spirit? Yes, he's coming in the spirit. There will always be the man, Christ Jesus. He cannot be changed. Amen. So there are three dimensions. Christ as a person, seated on the right hand of the Father, waiting. Then there is a Christ in you personally. Then there is the Christ that, you know what I mean? So that's the three dimensions of Christ. Amen. And you need all these dimensions, you know. So that is the experience of the lampstand. Now, I promise that we will finish by 4 o'clock. So I'm looking at the time. Don't worry, you will go and rest. Me too, I need to rest. Amen. Okay, good. So we will take it fast because now we are flowing at the same level. All right. So we're spoken about this central stem. So that means in anything you do, you must always lean on Christ. So say, I am the tree, and you are what? The branches. The branch can never be more than the tree. Do I say it again? The branch can never be more than the tree. Amen. So the best you can do is that you are just a branch. Joined to the tree. Amen. And whatever God has shown you is not all. You need to keep it down and get the other manifestation of Christ to be complete. No matter what. Because you are just a branch. There are other five branches. And when you bring it together, you have the full. So that's the vision of the body is critical. A lot of people have missed it because, you know, particularly when you start receiving, you know, one thing, it's okay, you know, and all that. Then secondly, this lampstand is made of gold. Gold, you know, we say it speaks of the nature of God. Do you know why? Because gold is the only thing that the more heat you give it, what happened to it? It becomes purer. Amen. That's all of us we are seeing in this room, because all the pressure we have gone through from December till March, we are still praising the Lord. Amen. We shall not die.
Amen.
You didn't respond. We shall not die.
Amen.
Amen. We are not going to. Nothing beggar. We are here. No shaking. Do you know why? Because of gold. The strength of Christ. That's the thing. Amen. And it also speaks to you in your own experience. Nobody can defeat you. If you know who you are, you can never fail. You can never be a failure in life. Not possible. Ce n'est pas possible. Ce n'est pas possible. That is not, Americans say, it ain't happening. That is, it's not going to happen. It's not possible. You can never fail. Do you know why? Because of Christ. See, he that is in you is what? Greater than him. You may fall for one, but you will rise up and you will keep going. The Bible says a righteous man will fall how many times?
Seven.
Seven is up. And what is he doing? He's going for. It's because of the Christ. There's the energy of Christ that is in you. Your life cannot just go like that. Amen. So we have to have that understanding, that confidence in God. That he said, whatsoever is born of God, overcome the world. Now, if you are having the opposite is taking place, then you need to check it. Something is happening. It's either, well, it is a season of famine. And you know, we settled that on Fridays, you know. It must have a beginning, it must have an end. Hallelujah. So if it's something that's okay, well, it's like Job. Maybe Job had to go through experiences. Job didn't know it, but God knew it was for a time. You know, and you can see at the end of it, Job came out better than he was when he entered. Amen. He had much more than children and possessions. And not just that, the experience of Christ. Let me tell you something. The purpose of life is not that you eat and drink. The purpose of life is that Christ is walked into your soul. Because that experience is an eternal experience. Amen. So God brought into the world that he might walk Christ into you. Never lose that purpose. Because if in life it's just to eat and to drink, marry, have children, and then there's no big deal about it. Amen. But if you understand the purpose, that in every experience you are going through, Christ is being walked into you, then no experience will be lost. Amen. So wherever you are, it is just God using pressure to bring out the gold in you, the nature of Christ. You know, God is learning to walk himself into you. Amen. Praise God. So that's the goal. Alright. Now, when you look at these branches, because it's a tree, what do you see on the tree? You see fruits. What else? Leaves. What else? Flowers. Beauty. Glory. Amen. So the Spirit of God will bring beauty, fruitfulness, and glory to your life. How it comes by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God will give you power to make wealth. Amen. A businessman, go to God, he will tell you what to do. Amen. If you are walking in the Spirit, you say God gives you power to make wealth. Amen. Hallelujah. So God will bless you. He will expand you. He will increase you. You know, and he will give you wisdom to make money. Proper money. Amen. The wisdom comes from God. Example, there's a brother called Jacob. Is that his name? Eh? He was in business vision. The man will go here. God say, go the other side. He'll go the other side. The man will come here. He say, go the other side. Go the other. The man will cross. He'll go this side. He was going. He was always ahead. The Bible says we shall be ahead and not under. We shall be above only. Amen. You shall be the head and not the tail. I have been young. I have been old. I have never seen the Lord, the righteous forsaken. Or he said, doing what? It's not possible. Hallelujah. It's not possible. Look at Abraham. He has many, many, many sheep. So, because you see, you are dealing with the energy of Christ. It will even affect your business itself. Amen. So, when you are walking by the Spirit, you will only prosper. You will only prosper. Look at Jacob, you know, Isaac. He said, Isaac planted in the same place. What happened? He got a hundredfold increase. I told you in the morning that we're going to preach prosperity, you see? Those who have left that happy state now. You see, I'm not. Amen. Hallelujah. So you don't need to go outside, run around. No. Prosperity will follow you. This sign shall follow them that believe. It will follow. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must believe it. Anything you touch your hand, if it's God, it will multiply. If you touch it, it will be blessed. Because you are blessed. Hallelujah. If it is otherwise, then there is a message. Something is going on. You know, either for a sign or something is wrong. If you go to God, He will show you. God went to David. He went to God. He said it's because of Saul. There was famine. He went to God. He said it's because of Saul and his bloody house. Amen. When he dealt with it, prosperity came. So we don't need to fast for 21 days to have prosperity. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other ones will follow. Amen. Now, if the reason why you are seeking is all the other ones, so then you will not do it. It's okay. They said the way to get it is to seek God. That means the motive is wrong. It's not going to come. Amen. So, the glory says anything, in fact, the proverb says, in the way of righteousness is life. If you walk in righteousness, there will be life. I don't know how to say it. There will be life. You walk in righteousness, you see a man who is righteous, sees that a man who is what? What happens to him? Amen. It is settled. It will never go wrong. Check anybody. Amen. Okay, so I think we can leave. Oh yes, there's something else about the lampstand. Now inside the lampstand, you have oil. You have oil. And then inside the oil, you have wick. Amen. So the wick speaks of you, your soul. That's your humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. So of us feel we can only be Americans before God will bless you. It's not possible. God wants you to be a Nigerian. Speak like a Nigerian. Don't you say, my God is good forever. No. Just speak it in Mbese dialect. God will still bless you. Amen. That's the week. Be yourself. Stop. You know, I was listening to somebody say, look, that I'm not competing with anybody. I'm only competing with myself. Amen. You know, you are given a grace to do something. If you don't have the grace to do it, you don't have it. You can never learn it. Amen. So stop being like anybody. Stop preaching like anybody. Just be yourself. Amen. That's the lampstand. That's the principle of lampstand. The wick is inside the oil. Amen. If you bring the wick and just light it, it burns out. That's what happens when you have a personal agenda. When you have a personal agenda, you light it. The fire is there, but it will burn off very soon. Very, very, very quick. So in this town, the life cycle of church is 2 years. You rent the hall for pay rent for 2 years. At the end of 2 years, you cannot renew the rent. Amen. So you have to start a new church. Because it's just man. You can't go far. Amen. But when you put the wick in oil, it can never burn. Amen. It's renewed. So what is done by the Spirit can never. So Gamaliel called the man, said, brethren, please tell them to go, please. If this thing is of God, be careful, you may be fighting against God. But if it's a man, it will go. Hallelujah. That is the test. If the thing is man, it will burn off. But if it is God, you can never quench. Hallelujah. So you have to check your motive, check everything. The same thing with some of our young people. You see one young, he went to Jos for conference from Port Harcourt, and you like that Jos. You see one young man, he said he's in the roof. Now wow. This one will be a good husband though. Be very careful though. Because he's just weak. When that love burn, and then you learn that you didn't know that the man is a cult man, no? But now he's walking very carefully. And they say, don't go. He said, no, what is wrong? Look, allow me, I want to be happy. Don't you want me to be happy? Be very careful. Be very, very careful. So there must be the anointing. And that is what keeps it going. So I have to stop there. You know, but there is the ointment, the unction of the Spirit. And that's what brings a strength in your ministry, in that which is coming. There are other aspects. In each of these places, there are three levels of fruit. Speaking of resurrection. So the Spirit brings life. Anything that is of the Spirit will bring life. You know, and it will bring resurrection. Like the Bible says, the Spirit giveth life. But the, you know, no, how does it say? The letter kill it, and the Spirit gives life. Amen. So you can see, resurrection, first fruit, second fruit, third fruit. All there. So, in the Spirit is a place of life. And anything you are doing must be by the Spirit. If it's not by the Spirit of God, then there will not be life. Alright, let's move on to the water. The lampstand. I touched on it yesterday. We talked about the reading of the word. That is where to begin. Do we have a commitment that there will be a change?
Amen.
Yes.
Commitment that there will be a change. Today is 31st. This is the best time. Tomorrow is 1st of April. This is a good time to start. Alright. So, write it down. At the end of April, come and give a testimony. You know, so that you let it be something that we are doing. At the end of April, everybody give a testimony.
Amen.
Are you the same or there is a change? If you are the same, stop. Don't do it again. But if you change, then you will never stop.
Amen.
Okay, that's the agreement. If you agree. No, I know you will change. So we'll go there. I know there will be a change. In fact, by 1 week, you'll be reporting change. 1 week, you'll be reporting change. You know, so we have said, you know, it's water running through you. It's like taking a bath. Huh? You go in the morning, you wash. You know, some of us, you have a bath in the morning, even in the night, you know, because it's so hot. You want to feel fresh. I have a friend, he has his bath in the night. I said, why you always have your bath? I said, me, I do in the morning, you do in the night. I found out he's a farmer. When he comes back from farming, he wants to feel fresh. So he has his bath. Okay, I understood that. But in the Spirit, how dare you not have a refreshing in your spirit? It's like water. Let the water of the world run through you. Amen. Let it run through. Let it run through your mind. Just read it. Let it go through your mind. You know? And you can create time. In the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. The ones you are in control of, you are in control of the night before you sleep. You are in control of that one. Amen. You are in control of when you wake up also in the morning. Those two you are in control. In the afternoon, in this of discipline. You know? In the day. You know? But you can also do it. If you plan it, you can, you know, just like you are taking drugs. Some of us take drugs daily, you know. They tell you take it at meal time, you know, morning, afternoon. Oh, we are keeping it. All right, so take it like something you have to do. It's not as difficult as you are looking at it, you know. So to read a chapter, about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So then maybe if it's long, about 10 minutes. 10 minutes won't kill you. Rather, it will bring life to you. Amen. So, the 4 chapters we are looking at, just maybe 1.5 hours or 2 in a day. You can spend that. You know? So, if you now make up your mind, say, look, I'm going to be So there are different ways. If you want to do old and new, you can start with Matthew, or you can start with John, you know. You can do two in the morning, two at night. If you want to do Psalms, you know, you can do, well, you can design your own program, or if you want to go with the regular one, five. You know, tomorrow is going to be Psalm 1, Psalm 31, Psalm 61, Psalm 91, and Psalm 121. Complete. The following day, Psalm 2, 32, 62, 92, and 122. And with time, you see, it becomes part of you. If I don't do it, I feel something is wrong. Because it's a habit. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a war for you. But if you are determined, you will break through it.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and do it. I was sharing with the brethren, so in 2:17, I decided I'm going to read the New Testament 4 times a day, a year. 1 every 3 months. I called it New Testament in 90 days. I designed the program, and right now, you know, we're getting done with it. Revelation finished today. Tomorrow starts Matthew. 3 chapters minimum, and you can do it. So you look at your schedule and plan something that can work for you. You know, so that's starting basis. That is just the foundation. Now, when you go to the world and you begin to read, as you read, you will see certain things come through. You know, there will be certain words, certain God will begin to speak to you from those scriptures, and then you can now take some time and study them extra. You know, look them up, read. You know, and then you can listen to tapes. You know, those of us who are working, if you are too busy, even the young people, you see, almost everybody has something in the ear, isn't it? Hey, you put it while you are walking in your office, or you are driving to work, you know, or even sleeping in the night, you put the tape on. It's just playing, don't worry, your spirit is picking it up. You are picking it up. Even when you are sleeping, you wake up in the morning and you feel fresh. Instead of feeling way down, your spirit is speaking. You're alive. Yes, that is it. And you see, you become a habit. So you are listening to the word, you are hearing it, you are reading it, you are speaking it. So before long, you see that your life begins to be shaped by the word. Amen.
Amen.
That's the shoe bread. And then out of what you have been, then God begins to bring revelation to you. He begins to open them out, break it open, you know, show you dimensions. And then that word, the word of God is living, it grows. Amen. It grows. It grows with your life and grows with your experience. Amen. So whoever you are, whatever you are doing, the word of God will fit exactly into your calling, into your experience. Amen. Now, this word has 2 dimensions. If you look at the tabernacle, this table, it has a border of crown. There's a crown going up, pointing up. Alright? Crown means authority, is it not? It means strength, overcoming, and so on. Amen. But this crown also points downwards. So it points down and points up. The pointing down is the dealing, is repentance, is the judgment. You cannot rule when you have not died. Amen. So if you are hearing a word that is telling you good, 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 close your Bible, go home. It's not the word of God. Amen. Every word of God must be two-edged. It must bring repentance and bring encouragement at the same time.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you know the true word of God. So this word will bring judgment. You know, you told the man, say, eat the book. What happens? In your mouth it will be sweet. When it goes down, what will it do? It will be belly. It will work repentance. So the true word of God has those 2 actions. It will judge you, but it will lift you up. Amen. Say amen now. So say faith comes by hearing. By hearing the word. Amen. So every word of God will bring encouragement to you, will bring strength to walk in it. When you are hearing a word that is making you feel discouraged, down and down, you have to check it. You know, something is wrong somewhere. Amen. You know, and then this bread, there were six loaves of bread, but the bread had a smell, it had a fragrance. Frankincense means righteousness. It's not every word of God that is true. It may be good. It may be everything the man is saying is right, but something is not adding up. You just feel there is something that is not well somewhere. You can't explain it. You know something is wrong somewhere. It does not have frankincense. Any word of God that does not promote righteousness, leave it. Any word that tell you I will make you the champion of Port Harcourt, it's good now, but it's not working righteous, because you know what, it will make you proud. Yeah? If you're you champion of Port Harcourt, all of us are here now, then you are there. It has taken you out of the branch. You are now the tree. You are no longer a branch. You run away from that world. Amen. Do you understand? So all this coaching work, all this work that I talk about, motivational things, forget it. It's just psychology. You don't need psychology. Your soul cannot be changed by psychology. Do you understand? It's an old man. It's an old man. It's only life, the life of the world, that can change the soul. Amen. So you don't need psychology. Hallelujah. Okay, so the bread, there are 12 loaves of bread in a row of six. Six, remember, is the number of man. Two is the number of witness. Two. It says by the word of two or three witness. Usually the word of God will be confirmed. As I know, it's the word of God. It will be confirmed. All right. You know, I mean, usually when I want, if I'm looking, I say, God, let me have a witness. God will give me a witness.
You don't have to say every time that if John is going to meet the brother, let him come and
greet you. That witness, be careful of John coming to greet you. I hear some brother say, if this sister wants to marry me, let her come and shake my hand. There are some people who do that. If Brother John is the one to marry me, let him be the first person I will meet when I go to fellowship today. Please now, don't pray that type. Because the devil will arrange somebody and come and jab you. So he said by the word of two or three. So if God has told you something, anybody that opens his ear will hear it. That's how you know. Do you know why? Because it's principle. When I tune my channel to CNN, when you tune to CNN, what do you get? CNN. If you tune to Zion channel, you tune to Zion channel, we shall hear the same thing. Amen. Do you understand? So you don't need to hide anything. So if you are praying, it's wise. Young people, are you hearing? Pray with the older ones. Look, I feel there's a brother coming too close. This brother is coming too close. All right, let's pray. Amen. When you pray, go home. Oh, don't come and stand monitoring. Hey, what did you say? What? Just leave it and go home. Just drop it and go home. Amen. If the brother tunes to Zion channel and you are in Zion channel, you will hear the same thing. That will be a witness. Hallelujah. In fact, maybe they even heard before. You are the only one that has not heard. Everybody else has heard. You are just waking up to the idea. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's where there is safety. You know, leadership in marriage, leadership in getting a job, what to do, where to go, all those kind of things. The witness is in the body. Amen. You don't need to go anywhere else. The witness is in the body. I hope there's nobody who is going to consult horoscope. Don't worry. I hope there's nobody who is consulting horoscope, reading the palm, reading the book, all those things. It's devil. That one is devil. Everything you need to know is in the tabernacle. Say amen now. Everything. Husband is in the tabernacle. What is again? Wife is in the tabernacle. What do you want again? Job is there. Anything you want is there. It's complete. Amen. You know, so we can be led by the Spirit, and we can have confirmation, confidence, safety in the house. Amen. So if God speaks to you, bring you to the church. The brethren will pray, and there will be a witness. You should have confidence that if you ask for fish, you will not get the stone. God gives you, He will confirm it. Husband, God gives you, He will confirm it with the wife. Brethren, say, I didn't hear the brother say, amen. 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 That's why there are two now. Yeah? It's hard, but that's the law of safety. All right, praise God. So, I think we're almost done with that. Now, so, let me quickly touch on this one then. I'm running with time. Now, the lamps, they bring this altar of gold. Golden altar. Golden altar is straightforward. It's speaking of the soul. This is the soul. And there are rings. What is ring for? Marriage. There are two rings for marriage. Amen. Some people say we don't see ring in the Bible. I'll show you one now. Some people say we can't see ring in the Bible. Tell them that there are rings in the altar, golden altar. Amen. What does ring mean? Ring speaks of it's a continuous loop. What does it show? It speaks of commitment. It speaks of love. It speaks of, you know, something that is, you know, never ending. It goes on and on and on and on. Amen. So this is saying your soul is ready for marriage now. You see the marriage story that started. You see, it's ready. You are ready to join to Christ. Or this is the place where we offer our soul to Christ. Amen. And it is four corners, equal. Four equal sides. One cubit each. Speaking of the four dimensions of the soul. And in this place, it is gold. Means the nature has been changed. And the bride of Christ is going to be like Christ. So there's a change in life, change in lifestyle. And the offering that is offered here is incense. Incense was a perfume made from four components. And each of those components again speaks of the four natures of the soul. You put it together in different measures, and it's burnt with fire. So God's offering is usually by fire, by trial, through situations and circumstances. And I usually say, the place to know God is in trouble. You know God when you are walking in darkness, when things are dark, when things are hard, when you are down, that's where to know God. Amen. Amen. That's the offering. And that offering you bring when there is no hope, when there is nothing, when you are broken down, that is the true offering. Amen. And that's what God counts. Those offerings. Amen. And you can see the man, he came. A publican. Nothing. He has nothing. No reputation. Nothing. He said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. You know what I said? Let us start. I fasted yesterday. I did so I said yesterday. I did so I said yesterday. He said, no problem. You have not yet started. Amen. So when you feel you are so weak, you are so down, rising today, standing up today, rising today, that's the offering.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So God is looking for that. That's the incense. It's a sweet smelling savour unto God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, why is my own life different? It's different because you are special. God is looking for a special offering from you. Hallelujah. Other people started, they have already come out. We all went together. Those ones, they have already gone home. Me, I'm still here carrying and struggling. Somebody was detained by the Lord. So you have been detained for special attention. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you are in that kind of place, just calm down. And then just walk with the Lord. You know, there is something, special work that He is doing. You know, so we can go on and on, but that is the essence of the golden altar. It's a place of offering, giving all, you know, bringing it and giving it all to God. Now, after that, you have the veil. We're ending now. You have the veil. And the veil is you, your humanity. Yeah. Very hard. It's our humanity, our Nigerian. You know, everybody has his own space. But Joe, do you have a space? You have your personal space. You have your personal space like this. Nobody must enter my space. Nigerians don't have space, but if you go outside the country, they have space. And you must respect the space. Everybody has his own space. Before you enter, you knock. But can I enter your space? Amen. But sometimes we bring it also. We come to fellowship and we have drawn a space. We build up walls. How are you? I'm fine. How was yesterday? Praise. How was fellowship? Praise God. How was the work? Fine. You know that space has come. Amen. So it means you need more work to break through. You know that offense has come and walls have gone up. Hallelujah. And you need to work at it. You need to go to God. Say, my brother offended. It's like what? It's like a city bars. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is something with us. We all get offended. Now, your spirituality is measured by your offense. Your ability to know when offense has come in. And you know, you can even be offended with yourself. Where you don't forgive yourself. You have not forgiven yourself. Maybe something, or forgiving your brother or your whatever it is. Amen. That's the veil. And that is the last barrier. The Bible says Jesus broke through his own veil and he has consecrated for us a more perfect way. So what does that mean? If you want to break through your veil, be like Christ. Amen. Amen. Be like Christ. If you protect, the lawyers will say, if you protect your identity, then you are not being like Christ. Is it not? He had no, there was nothing. Are you a fool? No problem. Thief. This one. Are you the son of God? Yes, I'm the son of God. That's the only thing he answered. Are you the Christ? I am the Christ. He didn't even allow them to finish. Hallelujah. But every other thing didn't matter. You know. So it's an example for us. We can break through the veil by being like Christ. Amen. Following the example of Christ, we can break through the veil to come into the example of the ark. Man is the ark. We are that dwelling place of God. You know, these ones, we cannot take now, but I believe that we will have another time. I've just tried to run through them. When we have another time, we'll be able to take some more time, and then we can now go through what we've done again, and then we can move further. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for helping us have this time to just stay in His presence. The theme of what we have talked about is the altar, repairing the altar. And you can even see that even going through the meeting, you can feel some fire. Do you feel any fire? Do you feel the rain? Do you see the flood? Do you see the river flowing? You know, do you feel the life? Amen. Hallelujah. So just telling you what will happen every day. You can have it every day.
Amen.
Amen. I call it the conference lifestyle. Conference lifestyle. You can do it. Every day you are in conference. You know, conference. You can do it. So try. Don't try to fall back to the old routine.
Amen.
Don't try, you know, to try to break through it. Do you know how you can break through it? Get the tapes of this meeting. Enter your office, put it on. And let it play. Let it play. You are sleeping at night, let it play. You are walking in the car, play, let it just play. You'll be surprised. Some of the things you didn't hear, you will hear it later.
Yes.
Amen. So let it play. Let it just keep playing. And then you can start picking different things. And use it for your own study. You know? And you'll be surprised the other things that you'll be receiving that we have not even discussed. So that's a good way. Look for other conferences and start picking on them. I'm going to put some websites up, and then we can go there. There are also you know, tapes, Sunlight Ministry, Living Bread, End Time, and there are different websites to go. You see loads of tapes. Try to listen, you know, and you know, study, do your own study. There are books. We brought some books. Pattern is available, but we don't want it on the shelf. If your own is on the shelf, bring it out and read it. Amen. Okay, so if you don't have Sister Chima, he's going to bring a list, and then we'll be able to, we can give pattern to those who